بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on jihad. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من غازية أو سرية تغزو فتغنموا وتسلموا إلا كانوا قد تعجلوا ثلثي أجورهم وما من غازية أو سرية تخفق وتصاب إلا تم لهم أجورهم رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any group or military personnel go out for jihad and acquires booty and returns safely, then its members receive 2/3 of their rewards. So they went out and they fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or and they received booty and they returned. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that his members receive 2/3 of their rewards in this world. And when any group or military personnel go out for jihad and does not acquire booty and its members are wounded, then they receive their rewards in full. So they go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't get anything of the dunya. Plus also over and above that, they got injured, they got wounded, they get the full reward. He's explaining that the different types of people that go out. And it is a known fact that when people receive benefits in this dunya, then there will be some nuksan in the year after. Nuksan in the sense that they won't receive that full benefit in the year after. That person, their people, in fact Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in, later on when they were seeing the futuhat, they're seeing the different conquests that were taking place, the different benefits that were coming in, the booty, etc., that were coming in, they thought of the other Sahaba that had passed away in the early days of Islam. Those Sahaba that passed away in the Battle of Badr, those Sahaba that passed away in the Battle of Uhud. And they would say that for them there will be the full reward on the day of Qiyamah. They didn't see these times as good times when the booty, etc., is coming in. They didn't see any reward of this world. So they'll get the full reward in the year after. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people, they are very, very loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they don't take any benefit of this world. No benefit, they live in poverty as far as looks are concerned, as far as status in society is concerned, they have nothing. But yet they are 100% loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the type of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the full reward on the day of Qiyamah. So this is what this hadith is explaining, that that person that goes out and doesn't get anything, he becomes a martyr, he gets the highest level. Then comes those people that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they get injured and they don't come back with any booty, so they get the full reward. And then you'll get another group of people who will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't get injured, and as well as they're coming back with some booty and some benefits, for them is 2/3 of the reward. So this is what this hadith is teaching us. The next hadith, an Abi Umamata radiallahu anhu, anna rajulan qala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i'dhan li fi siyaha. Faqala an-Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna siyahata ummati al-jihad fi sabilillah. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he says that a person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, ya Rasulullah, i'dhan li fi siyaha. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission to go out on travel, on tour. That allow me to go out on travel, allow me to go out touring. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ سِيَاحَةَ أُمَّتِي الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, the traveling of my ummat is jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, ulama explain that when a person is just going out traveling and he's just going touring, there's no benefit to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe this person will entertain himself, he'll go to some resort, he'll go to some place, he'll keep himself happy, but there's no benefit to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the traveling of my ummat is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person goes and he strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will he get to see places also, but simultaneously would that there is some benefit to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pious of the past, this is the way they would think. That they would generally, the time that they would take to eat would be about 10 minutes, not more than that. And we know sometimes how long we take to eat. And when a person is on holiday, then if it is a buffet style and is a 5-course or a 10-course, now that time that he takes to eat might take half an hour, might take 45 minutes, and how much of time goes gossiping over the table and talking and chatting. So many different things take place over the food, whereas the people of the past, maximum their time would take to eat would be 10 minutes. And even that 10 minutes also, in their mind, they would think that, are we wasting too much of time eating? Too much of time we're wasting eating. How nice if we could get our food like a powder form. So that same bread that we're eating now, if we can just eat that powder, something like a Pronutrol, then we don't need to chew it. We can just swallow that powder. Because if we swallow that pot, there's still nutrition through the body, but the chewing time now is reduced. So we don't waste extra time chewing, and that extra time we're saving by having the powder, then what we can do is we can engage in Quran Sharif, we can engage in Tilawat, we can engage in striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can engage ourselves in something useful rather than spending this extra time chewing the food. See how they thought. Therefore you'll find the Muhaddisin also, that when they would be sharpening their pencil also to write, at that time they're not wasting time, they're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst they engage in the writing, they're busy. Whilst they're sharpening the pencil also, they're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every second is valuable, every minute is valuable. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this sahabi that came to ask for permission to go out traveling and touring, that this is your touring out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always get them to do the thing that is better. So this should also be our mindset. We ask ourselves, how much time am I wasting? When a person has got qadr for time, then he's got qadr, he's got value for his life. When a person doesn't value the minutes and the seconds, then he's not valuing his life. Now when a person has got this mindset, will he ever have time to sit 1.5 hours in front of one football match, 5 days following one cricket match, wasting so much of time in front of a World Cup, when a few minutes and a few seconds mean so much to him? عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قفلة غزوة القفلة والرجوع والمراد الرجوع من الغزو بعد فراغه ومعناه أنه يثاب في رجوعه بعد فراغه من الغزو. As Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, returning from jihad is like going out in jihad itself. What is meant by this is those people that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they returning now, they finished whatever they needed to do out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so firmly committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is they coming out to this niyat that I'm going to come and reinforce myself, prepare myself to go out again in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My whole life must be used to strive for deen. It isn't such that I went one time now, I put the retirement on. There's no retirement. Right up till the time I go to the qabr, that is the time I will retire. That's why there's a nice Urdu saying, that qabr ki sona sona hai. That the sleep in the qabr is golden. In Urdu, both these words have a similar meaning, sona sona. Sona means to sleep, and sona also means golden. So qabr ki sona sona hai. The sleep of the qabr is golden. For who? For that person that kept himself awake in this world to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.